And as it happens sometimes on the program here, I read them their commercial and then I talk to them live, which gives the extra pressure knowing that they were on hold listening to me read that commercial. Steve Baranowski, how are you doing, my friend? How did I do there?
That was great. It was a great segue, John. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to talk a little bit about how easy you make it, having done the HELOC myself and just basically was able to do most of it on my phone before you came to the house, which was awfully nice to do the thing in person. But that's really what you guys love about what you do. You can make it as digital friendly or as old school as you need it to be, right?
That's right, John. And it's really all about trust. So not every borrower is comfortable with that digital process. They don't, you know, there's some paranoia out there about providing information. But we can do it all. If you want to come in and you want to sit down with us with all the paper, your pay stubs, your W-2s, you know, maybe a blood sample if you want to bring it, we will accommodate you. But on the other hand, you know, some of our younger demographic, we live in a digital age and they don't really want to talk to you. They don't care to talk to you too much, to be honest. They'd rather just text with you, but we can accommodate that too, and we can do all their digital verifications online with limited paperwork available. So all the stuff that the big people are advertising, we can go anyway, in between whatever you trust.
Well, that's what being a neighborhood bank is all about, and that's how you know you're Chicago. Not that there's nothing wrong with saying community, but we say neighborhoods in Chicago, and you guys do too at Marquette Bank.
We do.
I like that. Okay, the last time we chatted, we were like celebrating, yay, we were in the fives. And a lot has happened since then. Yields have spiked on the 10-year, a lot of it having to do with oil and what's happening in the Middle East. And some people might say, wait, what is that? Why does that impact my mortgage rate, what's happening over there? And it really is just that simple through line, right, Stephen? It's the 10-year that guides all of this.
It is, and the main reason it ticked up is the fears of inflation with the price of oil. So that price of oil shot up to over $90 a barrel. The 10-year Treasury, you know, they're afraid of inflation, so we snuck back up over above 4.3, and we were flirting with the fives. We had some profiles in the fives, and today, for most profiles, were around 6.375 to 6.5, depending on the credit scores. So not awful, still better than where we were at in the sevens. And there's still some great energy out there as far as the spring market's concerned.
Yeah, are most people seeing this as a little blip? Often how we're told maybe the oil prices, yeah, they're up right now, but hopefully they'll go down again soon. People may feel that way, and that doesn't send them to the sideline for home buying. Maybe they're hoping that by the time they sort everything out, they can get a lower rate or refinance a little bit later. I don't know. I don't think it's too big of a number that's going to scare everyone back away.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. I mean, the phone's ringing quite a bit with pre-approval requests. I think I mentioned on my last time on the show that just seems to be a different energy this spring than we've had in the past. So the slight increase hasn't really scared too many people away. At least that's what we're seeing at this time.
Yeah, and I know you guys aren't buying and selling the houses yourself, but you see how they move through. Are they moving through the process from pre-approval to actually doing it, or is it a lot of people just kind of like putting their toe in the water? You see what I'm asking?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, right? But the earlier you start the process and you have your options lined up, the better you're going to be. We do have buyers, you know, depending on their taste and home, and those A properties are their competitive situations. So we're still seeing a lot of multiple offer situations and appraisal gaps and contracts. So it really just depends on, you know, what area you're in and what you're looking at. But there definitely seems to be a little bit of a pickup in the inventory. And I think it will get even more competitive here if those rates come back down. So, you know, even though rates are a little higher now, it doesn't hurt to get out there, because if the more people that are out there looking, the more competitive the situation becomes, and you could end up paying more in the long run, you know, if it gets too competitive. But you can always refinance down the road if you get in a little higher than where things are at today.
I was chatting with a friend who is a first-time home buyer, and she's actually building her own home. And she wanted me to ask you, because she knew I was going to be chatting with you. She feels like she's going through so many extra hoops with a mortgage for a new construction. But she's a first-time buyer, so I thought, well, I don't know if it's any different than if you just buy a house that already exists. Is it a different mortgage process at all for buying a new construction or than versus an existing one, or are they fairly similar?
They're fairly similar, and it just depends on what stage in the build they're at. So if they're doing something long-term, we have some great programs to accommodate buyers that are building over, you know, 8 to 12 months if it's from scratch and the foundation's not in. And we also have great programs for the buyers that are maybe 60 to 90 days out. They're a little closer to that being complete. But other than the length of time, it's not much different of a process.
Okay, yeah. And she admitted that, too. She's like, I don't know, maybe this is always how it is, but she's in that first camp. Okay, so we're feeling still optimistic about the spring. Hopefully we see those mortgage rates pop back down. That would do everyone a lot of good. EMarquetteBank.com. And if you're just looking to maybe get to the process, just get the pre-approval today or tomorrow. Well, tomorrow, because business is closed today, Steve. but do it tomorrow, because you want to get that as in advance as possible, right?
That's right. And we'll take calls tonight if you're up for it.
Oh, boy. Okay. What do you have the number you want people to reach you at now? Or emarquettebank.com?
emarquettebank.com/homeloan.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to give them my cell phone, and you shouldn't give them your cell phone either, Steve.
I was thinking about it.
you're good at what you do, Steve. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, John. Have a great night. Thank you.
Steve Baranowski of Marquette Bank. I'm sure he'd give out his cell phone number now. I don't recommend that for anybody, though. EMarquetteBank.com works. Let's go there instead.